When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
If only you knew the divine level of protection that you have as a child of God, there is no demon in hell that could intimidate you. If only you had the knowledge that God has said He will supply all of your needs, then you wouldn't walk around so anxious and worried. If only you knew that you are guarded, you are loved, so loved, in fact, that not only did Jesus Christ die for you on a cross, but there is an angel of the Lord that is on assignment to encamp around you. Then you would walk with boldness, you would live with purpose, and you would certainly walk by faith and not by sight.
When we are motivated by worldly things, we end up constantly trying to prove ourselves. We become constantly anxious, self-conscious, and often disappointed. But when Jesus is the underlying motivation for everything we do, our lives will overflow with joy and peace. His grace supplies us with the ability to fully enjoy this life, as well as positively impact the lives of those around us. So whatever you do, do it for God.
From the moment that we come of age and begin to know right from wrong, we begin a journey. We begin walking in either light or darkness. You see, it's either we walk in a direction that leads us to Christ, that leads us to be born again, or we simply walk according to our own accord. We begin walking either in the spirit or in the flesh. I believe the Bible talks about walking so much because if you really think about it, we are all walking one of two paths. We are either walking on the broad road or the narrow road. We're either walking by faith or we're walking by sight. And if you really think about it, we are all walking. And the Bible has two very clear, distinct paths. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." His word is a lamp to my feet. Why? Because we're walking. God's word is a light to our paths. Why? Because we're walking. We're all walking in one path or another. There is a path that leads to eternal life. It's a path that leads to a destination where there will be no more tears, no more pain, no more struggle or despair. This path will lead you into the arms of the Father. And then there is a path that leads to eternal damnation. Now, what's interesting is that the path that leads to eternal life requires us to take up our cross and follow Jesus. There is a price to be paid for taking this path. It will cost you something. Your pride has to go. Your will has to be put on the back seat, so that God's will rules over your life. This path is one of sacrifice. It's one that requires you to serve. But it's a path that brings glory in Christ. This is exactly why 2 Timothy 2, verse 12 says, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us." However, the path that leads to hell involves you living for the flesh. Yes, you enjoy life without a care in the world for the things of God. You do whatever you want whenever you feel like it. But in the end, there is a price to be paid. So, which path are you walking on today?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you have knowledge of God, then you would not doubt His might and strength. When you acquire knowledge, then you become a believer.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Who is fearless, because you know that greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world.
We are believers of Christ, and we ought to know holy from unholy, good from evil. Examine yourself.
Philippians 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." The Amplified Version says, "I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return." Take a moment and consider. What does the Bible mean when it says this very thing? What is this very thing? Why should we be confident of it? Why is this very thing so important that it's associated with the beginning of a good work that will be completed until the day of Jesus? Saints, I believe that when the Bible talks about this very thing, it's talking about your salvation. And the reason I believe this is because when you are saved and when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you don't automatically become detached from your flesh. You don't automatically become this perfect person who never gets angry or upset. That's not the case. You need to work on your salvation by seeking more of Jesus Christ, by meditating on His Word, by pursuing a closer relationship with Him, by yielding to the Holy Spirit.
And so I want to speak to each and every one of you listening. Your prayer when you wake up, before you go to sleep, before you leave your homes, even as you're going about your business, your prayer has to be, "Lord, let me dwell in your shelter, O Most High God. Let me abide under your shadow, the shadow of the Almighty God." Saints, our prayer needs to be one that seeks the protection of the Lord, divine protection from above.
What motivates you in life? What can you say with confidence is the reason you get out of bed in the morning? Although it's hard to admit it, many of us are motivated by the attention and praise of others. Many of us are motivated by money. But the Bible teaches that there is a far greater reward than the approval of man. There's a far greater reward than the riches of this world. The approval of God is what we should chase above any accolades in this world. The Lord should be the motivation behind everything we do. He should be the reason for everything we do. Colossians 3, verse 23 to 24 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." And Galatians 1, verse 10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." What a comforting thought, that nothing we do for God is in vain. Not one act of kindness goes unnoticed or unseen by him. In this life, there are many pursuits that ultimately lead to nowhere. Worldly success, material wealth, the empty applauses of strangers, those things won't get us anywhere. Every journey eventually has an end, and that end is often more disappointing than we would like. But try as we may, we could never stretch the boundaries of God's love. There is truly no end to our walk with Christ. In fact, as we go on, life with him gets sweeter every day. God should not just be one part of our lives that we dedicate Sunday mornings. He should define the totality of our lives. He should be the center of everything we do. Even mundane things like eating and drinking can be done to his glory. How? The key is a spirit of gratitude. We are meant to do all things with an attitude of love and obedience towards the God who gives us the ability to enjoy all of life's blessings. Romans 12, verse 11 says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." Too often we can become lazy and slothful in our walk with Christ. But if we just stop and remember the miracle of the gospel and the unfathomable depth of God's love for us, it's hard to remain indifferent. All around the world, all throughout history, he has been saving and redeeming sinners like you and me. To be a part of that work is the most rewarding pursuit we could ever give our lives to.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.